It is 1:10, November 17, 2016. You're listening to Obscure Sense, the show that focuses on local artists in the colorful world of art and fashion. I'm your host, Christian Juarez, here with Selena, as known as Selena La Feminista on Instagram. Hey, Selena, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Okay. Any background on your Instagram name?
How
it came to be?
Pretty much, it's just about what I embody with the female energy and just being a feminist and also being Mexican. So I love incorporating that into who I am. I used to be creepy Selena, but I was like, you know what? I don't feel so creepy anymore.
I'm gonna change it up.
Yeah.
So girl power, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So you're the owner of Mujerista Market. Yes. How did that come to be?
Well, Mujerista Market came from it started from when I put on this fashion show with three other designers who went to my school. Mm-hmm. And I finally got a grip on what I wanted to do. I realized that it became more about community for me rather than just what I wanted to make look good or make look pretty. And so Mujerista is like womanist in Spanish. And mm-hmm. it just sort of allowed me to create this platform where I could have all types of people, all different colors, all different body shapes and sizes, just come together and sort of express themselves in all different kinds of ways, even through fashion or just makeup and style.
Okay. And how is it owning Mujerista? Like, do you own it by yourself?
Yeah, I do own it by myself. But
how is that?
It's so funny because in my emails, I'm always emailing people like, we're working on your stuff. We're doing this. I try to make it seem bigger than I am because it just seems more professional when you have a team of people behind you.
Yes. Yeah, it does.
But when it comes down to it, it's basically all me. And I always crack up about that.
Okay. That's interesting. So you do it on your own and you have a couple pieces on your website, Mujerista mm-hmm. Market.
Yeah.
What can you find?
Well, I basically have, I like to keep my clothing labeled as unisex or just like gender fluid. I don't really have women's or men's sections. I really enjoy creating nostalgia and just like cultural symbolism through clothing and stuff that you would be like, oh, I remember my abuelita like wearing this type of stuff when I was younger. And just stuff like that. That's like a warm, cuddly hug when you put it on.
Oh, that's yeah. That's nice. Comfortable.
Yeah.
So you have a couple pieces. Which one's your favorite?
My favorite one.
Or top three, because that's okay. Kind of hard.
Top three. Well, let's start with the best-selling one. The best-selling one is the Bendiciones halter. And it just has a really nice print of the Virgin Mary, the Lady of Guadalupe, on the front. And then in the back, it laces up. Mm-hmm. I love that one just because so many people are responding to it. And also, the sizing is pretty universal since the back laces up. So mm-hmm. it's a design that I really love just because a lot of bodies can wear it. And a lot of people are falling in love with it. And my second one, it's the one that I usually wear the most, the Hacienda hockey jersey. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of, it's like a hockey jersey. It's really oversized. But then the midriff and the middle section is this sheer organza that, like, shimmers in the light. I wore it when I was dancing. And I just felt so awesome because I could move all I wanted. And it was breathable. And I just also had so much style. number three. Let's see. I'm not really sure. Do you have a favorite piece that you've seen?
Your pants right now.
My pants right now, yeah.
Yeah, I like the Virgen de Guadalupe.
Yeah, it's the same print as the halter. Mm-hmm. And so I just took it off from that and I made patches. And I also sell those on my shop. I actually just grab vintage denim that I find and I sort of play with it. It's really relaxing. I love doing that. So order those.
Order those guys. Yeah. Okay, so what's the process in like making a piece?
Geez, it starts with an idea, I guess. I just get inspired from something, and And then I go do a sketch, and then I create, like, the pattern, of course, and then a sample, and then I go on to create the final product. But
and they're all handmade, right?
Yeah, everything's handmade. Wow. I do all of the process. I do the pattern making, the grading, the sewing, just every part. It's all me.
All you, but yeah. We're going to be we.
Yeah.
In emails.
Yeah.
So, besides the Virgen de Guadalupe, what else inspires your designs?
I think just all the people around me and the people who I've been meeting lately. I've been meeting so many inspirational figures and just really these awesome women who are just kicking the industry that they choose to be in. A lot of them are so creative in different ways. So I usually do photo shoots with different people, and I'll sort of just look into what they like to do, and we'll get to talking. And I just get inspired by those conversations and those connections.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. How important is culture to you?
It's everything to me. It's just everything. I feel like it's what makes us who we are. It's what makes us like the things that we like, and decide things that we do. Yeah.
Okay, nice. And talking about gender roles, what's your feeling on that? Gender roles, you know, guys having to wear jeans and not a dress.
Yeah, I really, I disagree with all of that. I feel like, especially in the Mexican, Latin American, Hispanic community, those are things that are highly instilled even to this day. I remember when I was younger, they would just always tell me that I had to dress a certain way, or just try to constrain me. Mm-hmm. And so I try to break those boundaries now, and I want to be the next generation that sort of just allows fluidity in every aspect, not just what you wear.
How has it been so far? Difficult? How has it been? In general. Just
in
like
general,
everything.
It's been a journey. It's had ups and downs. Mujerista Market, it just amazes me more and more every day, actually. Mm-hmm. No matter whether I personally have a good day or a bad day, I'm just constantly surprised by everything that it's exposing me to, like even this radio show. Ooh. It's awesome.
Nice. What's been the most useful tool in getting the market brand out?
Definitely Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram is good. Instagram is good.
Yeah. It allows me to just meet all these new different people. But also the business account settings, those are awesome.
There's a business account on Instagram?
You can switch your personal account to business account, and it gives you all this type of marketing information that has helped me really zone in on what demographics I'm reaching. Mm-hmm. And it shows me like, what percentage of women versus men am I reaching, mm-hmm. of course. And then where they are location-wise, how old they are, what time they're active. Like, it gives you all the information that you ever need to know. So it just allows me to know what my followers are like and what they're doing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So we've talked about the market. Tell me about yourself besides owning Mujerista Market.
That's all I do. That's all I am. So about myself.
Yeah, you went to FITM. How was that?
I went to FITM. It was all right. I don't necessarily think that if anyone who's listening to this or whatever wants to, if they want to take a career in fashion, they need to go to fashion school. I feel like everything technical wise that I learned, I could have learned by myself. But I did make some really good friends there. And we even started the fashion show. We decided, okay, we're not going to do FITM's third year program. We're not going to pay all that extra money and be creatively constrained, because that's what they do mm-hmm. once you participate in that. We decided, okay, let's have our own fashion show, do it how we want. We can use the type of people we like, design whatever we want. And so, yeah, I don't know. FITM was really weird. A lot of my designs were put down whenever I turned them in. The teachers would be like, that's never going to sell. It was funny.
And what was the reason why wouldn't it sell?
Because they told me everything I made looked like a costume.
Oh, I was okay.
Yeah. But it was just things that they had never seen before that, mm-hmm. I don't know, I guess they personally wouldn't like.
Wear.
But I'm like, you're not my client. You're not really the person that I'm catering to. I don't know. It's just like a lot of old people. Old white people.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself in the future?
In the future,
yes.
I just want to keep going with Mujerista Market. I just want to keep seeing where it takes me, honestly. I do hope to move a little bit more into high fashion, mm-hmm. and just sort of create that community for people of color and genderqueer people and just non-binary, mm-hmm. because I feel like there's so many standards that high fashion is kept to. Unless it's trendy, unless it's like, oh, this androgynous look is trending now. Like, no, I want to create really positive spaces and bring all types of people into high fashion, but also keep it really simple. Like, keep my street stuff, keep my little $40 available to everyone, halter tops. Uh-huh. Yeah, so a little bit of both.
All right. And when did this fashion show take place, and where did you find the models for it?
So that fashion show was called Semillas de Moda, mm-hmm. and it was because it was the first fashion show that we were all doing. I did it with King Designs and De La Hacienda. Mm-hmm. You can find them both on Instagram. They're amazing. And it was because we were planting the seeds, like, for us to bloom from Semillas de Moda. Mm-hmm. And, I found my models through friends and through Instagram, just on my Explore page. Yeah, I was just looking for people who I thought were really interesting and amazing individuals. And I made so many relationships from that. It was really great.
Nice. So, yeah. Originality and creativity, how important is that to you?
I feel like originality, it sounds kind of weird to say, but I don't think anything is necessarily original. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of my stuff is things that you have seen before, but it's sort of like I said, nostalgia. Like,
and comforting.
Reminding you of things and triggering that part in your brain that sort of brings you that different kind of happiness.
Yeah.
Originality, I feel like that's hard to do, and that's not necessarily my goal,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like my originality comes in the people that I work with and, like, these opportunities that I try to create. But creativity is everything to me.
Okay, explain.
Creativity is just what keeps me going. I have all these ideas, and sometimes I don't have all the resources for them, which is sort of frustrating, but I'm just glad that I have these ideas and these visions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, I don't know, it's kind of funny the way that I think I go off into all of these little tangents. I don't know if you can tell from how I've been talking right now. But yeah,
no, it's, okay.
It's sort it's of good. Like everything I think of breaks into little fragments, and that helps me in my
design.
That's
how my
process.
English is. Yeah. My fragment sentences, and I get written up for them.
Oh, no. That's creative, though. No.
It's creative. Yeah, it's creative.
Cool.
All right. So talking about you being a feminist, we weren't talking about it, but, like, I'm going to bring it up. Feminism, explain. How important is that to you? it's a lot of importance here. I'm like, what's important?
Yeah, I feel like that's me. That's what I want to embody. That's what I want to promote in every way that I can. I just feel like the way that I grew up, I was seeing a lot of women being put down and oppressed, and in all different kinds of ways. And I was just like, I need to change that, especially in the fashion industry, with body shaming, like slut shaming, and just mm-hmm. using women as objects to sell things. I wanted to change that. And I just, I try to embody that every day.
And like a simple definition of what it is to you, like in words?
Dang.
Because I know there's a lot of definitions, and then people are like,
there is the debate of whether it's equality or
like men haters.
No, I don't believe in hating men. I feel like that's sort of an excuse that men make, and they try to make feminists look bad. But I think everyone, if they are for women's rights, then you're a feminist. Unless you disagree with that, then you're not. That's basically what breaks the line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So what else besides FITM do you do? Well, did you do?
So besides FITM, what do you mean?
Or like just what do you do?
What do I do?
Besides owning Mujerista, like I'm going to say Mujerista.
Mujerista.
Yeah, Mujerista market.
Besides that, I just, let's see, what else do? I just go to all the events and I try to support people. Mm-hmm. I actually go to church actively.
Okay.
I'm really spiritual. I don't really believe in religious rules or constraints, as you can probably tell from if you've looked into my Instagram account, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I do believe in spirituality and spiritual growth, and that's what I try to work at as well. I also like to make slime and do things like little arts and crafts.
I was looking at one of the posts and it was like, make this is how you make slime. You were giving the recipe, and then the end it's like squeeze all the oppression out of it. I was like, oh my god, this is great.
I love doing little arts and crafts like that. I feel like it's great to just like get away from everything when you're really stressed.
Yeah, just like make some slime and squeeze the oppression out of it.
Yeah.
Okay, TV shows, what do you like?
TV thing.
Do you watch TV?
I honestly stay on every type of TV network or whatever that there is. Like, I watch Hulu, I watch Netflix, I watch HBO Go or HBO Now, whatever it is. But, okay, there's this one show called Westworld, and I'm stuck on it. I don't know if you've seen
it. What is it about?
It's on HBO Now, I think that's what it's called. And my friend showed me it, but it's about this fake like amusement park where it's like the Wild Wild West themed, and all these rich people go to it, but there's robotic people who think they're actually living a real life in this old time Western world.
Mm-hmm.
And they're suddenly becoming self-aware and self-conscious, and so everything starts messing up within that amusement park, and it's just really crazy.
It's crazy. Movies?
Yeah, movies. I don't watch that many movies, but when I do, they're like cheesy Disney ones.
Oh, cheesy. What cheesy Disney ones?
Like whenever one comes out, I always get pulled into it. Like Finding Dory 2 wasn't that good. Pets was okay. I need to go see that one, Trolls or something.
Trolls? Yeah. Trolls.
I just always go and see those. They always get me.
How would you describe your style?
Dang. Lately, like, my style. So my style is just constantly changing, but I think I'm finally settling into this style where I wear like the same t-shirt for 3 days just because that's my lifestyle.
It's
now
so much easier.
Yeah, that's my lifestyle now. I'm just constantly working, or I'm just hanging out at home, so I'll be in really comfy stuff, but it's kind of transferred over to when I go out and stuff. I'll just be in my baggy clothes because that's how I feel good, and I feel like really hot like that too.
Like, hey, look at me.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was laughing with my friend because I'm going to Mexico next week, and I'm going to a quinceañera.
And in Mexico?
Yeah, in Mexico. And I was laughing because I was like, I have nothing to wear because I only have baggy stuff, or I have like really lacy risque lingerie. I have no in between. Yeah, so that's kind of my issue right now.
Trying to find an outfit for the quinceañera.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that noise. I always do this.
It's okay. So when I was on my way here, I was thinking about what you're gonna ask me, and just to talk about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it just made me laugh just thinking about how I've always had this entrepreneurial like soul.
Mm-hmm.
And how I've just always been a hustler,
Hustler.
Hustler, seriously. And I feel like it's just in the Mexican genes, to be honest. Because,
Mexican
genes. Yeah, I remember when I was younger mm-hmm. and I was in middle school, I always used to sell, like, Lucas to other kids.
Oh,
I was that kid.
You were that kid.
Yeah, I'd come out with my bag, like, full of all the snacks, and I'd make my money, and then, yeah, that was it. So I was just laughing about that because I've honestly just been with this same type of personality and this same hustle since I was young. And yeah. I thought that was really funny.
So you've evolved as a person. How has that been?
It's been
what
crazy.
Have you learned? Phases that you've been through?
Phases that I've been through? Well, we talked about the emo phase earlier. Yeah.
Off the show, but the emo, yeah, we're talking about the emo phase.
The emo phase thing. I've been through.
Did you go through
all
that one?
Crazy phases. Yeah, I
did. The scene kid phase?
The scene kid
How
phase.
How was that? What did you learn from that?
Oh my gosh. I learned. I don't know.
No, we have 5 minutes. I always move it. I always
My
move
bad.
It.
Okay. I was grateful for the emo phase.
Yeah, what did you learn?
It helped me realize how to be so dramatic. No. But I was exposed to, like, a lot of music that I like to listen to every so once in a while now. Like, I'll throw on my little MCR CD when I'm in the car and just be jamming out.
My Chemical Romance, right?
Yeah, My Chemical Romance. And it's just a part of that nostalgia again, even if it was a tough time.
Yeah, for some emo kids, like, a throwback is a different meaning.
Yeah. Yeah. So the other phases that I've been through, let's see. I'm not sure. I feel like I'm just everything because I can be really feminine or I can be really masculine. I don't know. So I think I'm just going through the phases each hour.
Each hour.
Each hour.
You're just learning from them or you just like embody them.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that's all we have for everyone today. It was nice having you here.
Yeah,
it was nice.
I had fun.
I'm glad you came.
Yeah.
All right. So that's all we have for you guys today. You've been listening to Obscure Sense. Thanks for tuning in.